Perek HaKoel Shoichtin is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Eitan Ben Yisrael Zorach Zichroina Levrocha by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Kraus. May the Torah study learned in this shiur be an everlasting schus for his neshama.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Chulin and Afchof Beis, Gemara and Ami Beis, as Tanri Rabbanon, we learned in Abraisa, Yahul Yehu Kol HaTorim V'Chol HaBnei Ayoyna K'sherim. I would think that all birds, these kinds of pigeons and turtle doves, that the Torah says are kosher to be brought for karbanis. I would think that all ages of these birds are kosher to be brought as a karban. Tamaloymar, for that the Pasuk tells us, Mina Torim v'loy kol ha-Torim. The Torah tells us from among the Torim. Min b'nei ayayna, from among the young pigeons. So the Torah is saying min ha-Torim v'loy kol ha-Torim. The Torah is saying from the kind that's called Toyer and not all of them. From the kind that's called b'nei yoyna and not all of them. Prad etchilas ha-tziuv shebazeh v'shebazeh shepasul. It's coming to tell us the beginning of the certain stage called tziuv that is considered too young for a Torah to be brought, and it's too old for a yoyna to be brought. Me'imas hayatoyim ksheirim, says the Gemara, says the Braisa, when, starting at what age, are toyrim kasha to be brought? Mishi ashiv, they have to be like goldish. Me'imas hay b'nei yoyna psulim, when are b'nei yoyna, these other type, when are they pasul? Mishi ativu, from when they start turning zohov, tzohov, from when they start getting to that stage. The Gemara later on says, "Boi Reb Zeira." Reb Zeira asked for a question. He was unsure about the following: if somebody went ahead and they made a neder, they made a vow that they will bring a karbon from either Toyrim or Bnei Yoyna. And he brought both kinds this middle stage. So he said he's either going to bring this type of bird or that type of bird. And he brought both from that middle stage, which we said you can't bring birds from that middle stage because it's too young for a Torah and too old for a Bnei Yoyna. Now, so what's the halacha? Does such a person fulfill their obligation of a neder if they brought these two birds as a korban? The Gemara explains what is his question. Speka havi binafik, this that we said, that you can't bring karbanis of birds from that middle stage, is it because it's a doubt, it's a safik, it's that we're unsure whether that stage is the older stage or the younger stage? So is it because we're unsure? So if it's that we're unsure if they reached this adulthood or did not reach this adulthood, if it's out of doubt, so then if a person brought both, they certainly fulfilled the obligation of one of the two. Whereas birya, dilma birya havi, maybe this middle stage is a new stage, it's an entity of its own, it's a new stage that is considered its own entity, and as such, bivados, out of certainty, one does not fulfill the obligation by bringing a bird from that stage. So this is the question that Reb Zeira asked. Now, we can wonder, what is Reb Zeira's question? How is it possible that a person will actually bring these birds as a korban and have a case where they'll be in doubt of whether they fulfilled their obligation of a neder or not. Once we established that at the end of the day, you can't actually bring such birds as a korban, so no kohen will actually bring these birds on the mizbech. No kohen will shecht or do melika and bring these birds as a korban. So we are in essence and truth, where will it ever happen that Reb Zeir is questioning about, that Reb Zeir has a doubt, did he fulfill his obligation or didn't he? And really, this is Tosfos' question. Tosfos says, even on the possibility that Reb Zeir entertained, that the psul, this that we disallow the middle stage is only out of doubt, nevertheless, at the end of the day, we'll never be able to bring such a bird. At the end of the day, no kohen will bring such a bird, whether it's because of that, whether it's because of certainty. No kohen will ever bring such a bird, and we'll never get to the stage of being able to question whether this donor fulfilled his obligation or did not fulfill his obligation. So questions Tosfos. And Tosfos answers two answers. Other Rishonim asked this question as well. And Tosfos tries answering a third answer, and he says that that answer is not a good answer. So the first answer is that the question pertains to a kohen that violated halacha, and he brought the korban anyways. Certainly the kohen is not supposed to bring the animal, the bird. But the Reb Zeir has a question. In a case, after the fact, where a kohen went ahead and did what he wasn't supposed to do, there Reb Zeir has a question. Will we say that the donor fulfilled his obligation or not? That's the teretz number one. Teretz number two answers Tosfos. And this teretz of Tosfos will be, Ezer Hashem, the focus of the shir, is that we can explain that we're not talking about that the kohen actually shechts and brings the korban, actually brings this bird as a korban, because as we said, a kohen is certainly not allowed to bring that bird as a korban, whether it's out of doubt, whether it's out of certainty. However, the obligation of a neder, the obligation of a vow to bring a korban, is fulfilled as once somebody brings the birds to the hands of the kohen. Even before the kohen actually brought the birds as a korban and completed the avodis and shechted it and did the zrika or whatever was necessary for the korban on the mizbeach, even before that, the donor fulfilled his vow, fulfilled his neder by that he brought it to the hands of the kohen. So this is a tremendous chiddush, and we'll discuss it in a moment, Be'ez Asher. Finally, Tosfos wants to answer that the Yushalmi is mevuer, that in a bama, when there was no Beis HaMikdash and people had private, personal mizbechos on which they brought karbonis, which is called a bama, Tosfos at first understands that the Yushalmi says that all birds are kosher, all birds are kosher to be brought on a bama, and therefore it's not going to matter what stage it is. Okay. And Tosfos doesn't like that answer because it's not true, Tosfos says. Tosfos says that the Yushalmi is only talking about what Bnei Noach, what Goyim are allowed to bring on Obama. But not what Yid is allowed to bring on Obama. Okay, so those are the two answers, and the third Havamin of Tosfos, third answer that Tosfos wanted to say. And again, the first answer is that we're talking about a case where the kohen was in violation and he brought the birds anyways. The second answer is that the halacha is that one fulfills their neder by just bringing it, and he'll only fulfill it if it's the right stage that it's able to be brought. Once it's able to be brought, he fulfills it by giving it to the Kohen, even though the Kohen will not be able to shacht it and bring it on the Mizbeach. So this indeed is a tremendous chiddush. The Tosfos in the second parrot said that when somebody makes a neder to bring a korban, they already fulfilled their neder by bringing it to the hands of the Kohen. So Bikvei on the side says that if you look in Rashi on Kufla Metasim and Aleph, you will see that Rashi also has this same opinion of Tosfos, that a person fulfills their neder by just bringing it to the hands of the Kohen. On the other hand, the Mishnah LeMelech in Hilchas Ma'aseh Kabbanis Perek Yedaleh Halacha Hey understands in the Rambam that the Rambam disagrees with Tosfos. According to the opinion of the Mishnah LeMelech, the Rambam is of the opinion that one only fulfills their neder by once the carbon is actually brought, once the carbon was shechted and Zrika was done, and then at that point the one that made the neder fulfilled their neder and no longer has to bring another carbon. But until that point, if just the fact, the mere fact that one gave it over to the Kohen to bring will not relieve the donor of his neder, of his promise that he made to bring a carbon. The reasoning is because the Rambam says, "Hanoides chayiv b'achrayusay hashiyakiv k'moishanoda." The lishoynis of the Rambam are that the one who made the neder is obligated and is responsible for this animal that he donated to make sure that it's brought until it's brought as a carbon. However, it's worth pointing out that the Ini Avram over there in the Rambam wants to understand the Rambam differently and wants to entertain the possibility that perhaps the Rambam could also agree to Tosfos that one indeed fulfills their obligation of a neder by just giving it to the hands of the Kohen. Come the Achronim and they ask two questions on the opinion of Tosfos. As we said, it's seemingly the opinion of Rashi. According to some, it's also the opinion of the Rambam. And the question is, how this stems with a different two Gemaras. So the Mishnah LeMelech over there asks that L'chorei the Gemara says in Zvachim, any karma that shechta shalai lishma, if you shechta carbon with intention that it's a different carbon, for it's kosher, just that the owners did not fulfill their obligation. And therefore, the owner that made a promise to bring an animal as a carbon, if the animal shechta shalai lishma, they did not fulfill their neder, and they have to bring another carbon. Now, if you tell me that already when it's given over to the hands of the Kohen, one fulfilled their neder, then how could you tell me that they didn't fulfill their obligation here? It was shechted already. If it was shechted, it was for sure brought to the Azara and brought that it was ready to be brought as a carbon. The Turei Evin in Masechta Megillah, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, asks another question. The Gemara there explains, it's going on this Mishnah in Megillah that says the difference between a neder and a dova. And the Gemara there explains the reason why there's a chiyuv achrayis on the animal. That's a neder. It's learned out of a pasuk v'nirtzo le'lechaper olo. And that pasuk says to your heaven. That pasuk is talking about the zrik of the dam. Now the Gemara there is saying that a person that makes a neder does not fulfill his obligation of the neder until it's nirtzo le'lechaper olo, until the zrika is done. So l'chayr there the Gemara is mevuer. Again, like the same thing the Mishnah LeMelech was telling us, that the fulfillment of a neder is only when you went ahead and made a zrika. Until that point, you don't fulfill the obligation of a neder. even though you brought the animal to the Kohen. So how can this fit together with what Tosfos tells us? Tosfos tells us that he only fulfills the obligation of an Eder once he already fulfills it, when he gives it to the Kohen. And these other Gemaras seem to say a person will only fulfill the obligation once the Zerika is done. So there's numerous answers in the Achronim. The Tzlach answers that this question really depends on another question. Koyhanim that do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. What's the understanding of a Koyan? Adu Koyhanim, and this is really a discussion of the Gemara in two places, Mesachta Nedarim and elsewhere. What are Koyhanim? Are Koyhanim Shluchei Didon? Are Koyhanim our messenger? Or Shluchei Dirachmanu? Or are they Hashem's messenger? And the Gemara declares it as a question. And says the Tzlach, depending on this question, will make a difference whether we should say like Tosfos or not. If the Koyhanim are our Shliach, so then how could we possibly fulfill our obligation of a Neder by just giving it to our Shliach? We haven't done anything. The Korban has not left our hands by that we gave it to our Shliach. However, if Koyhanim are Shluchei D'Rachmono, if Koyhanim are the messengers of Hashem, so by that I gave the korban to the Shluchei D'Rachmono, Hashem's messenger, with that I indeed fulfilled my obligation. So says the Tzlach, Tosfos is going on the opinions that Koyhanim are Shluchei D'Rachmono. But though all the Gemaras that the Mishnah LeMelech and Tevi'at Evin are coming from are going according to the opinions that the Kehanim are Shluchei Didon. Now, it's not so simple to say this answer of the Tzlach, because then you're limiting the Tosfos and you're limiting the other Gemaras. The Gemara that says that has a discussion of Kehanim, Shluchei Didon, or Shluchei D'Rachmono, are the Kehanim our Shliach? Are they our messenger? Or are they Hashem's messenger? Seems to remain with a suffix. And it would seem that we would like to have all Gemaras and Shas fit with both ways, that they're both Shluchei Didon and Shluchei D'Rachmono. And you're limiting that this Gemara in Zvachim and the Gemara in Megillah, Gemara Megillah is explaining one of the Tanoim. You're explaining that Tana Reb Shimon only holds the Kehanim are Shluchei Didon. So you're limiting that Gemara to fit only according to one tzad, to one possibility, the Kehanim are Shluchei Didon. Therefore, to me, it seems a little difficult. It's a possibility to say like the Tzlach. Logic sounds very logical. It says, it sounds like a Moiradika Svara, but to remain with that being the only answer, to me, it sounds like it's a little difficult. So the Ein Avraham wants to answer, because he only answers the Mishnah LeMelech's question. He wants to answer that the Gemara says that if someone shechts the korban shelo lishma, he does not fulfill the obligation of the nether. So our question was, he should have already fulfilled it by that he gave it to the kohen. So he wants to say that there's a difference between when he gave it to the Kohen, and then the Kohen did something wrong, so then it comes out that he did not do a good job with his neder. If he gave the Kohen a carbon, now the Kohen holds onto it until a later time in history, because the Kohen's waiting to bring it, so the Kohen never messed up the carbon, so then a person will indeed fulfill the neder. However, this does not answer the question of the Tuir Evin from the Gemara Megillah. The Tuir Evin proved that the time of which somebody fulfills their neder is from the time, is at the time of Zrika. So the Chazon Ish wants to answer, and the Emek Yeshua also, that our Gemara is talking about that the donor said, and he's making a neder with condition that he was not responsible for achrayis. So, in such a case, it's similar to a nedava. It's similar to the type of vow that a person makes, in which is called a nedava. And in such a case is where he's exempt once it comes to the hands of a kohen. So this comes, according to this mahalich, the answer of Tosis is really limited. We just limited the whole answer of Tosis. When does Tosis say that a person fulfills the neder? By that they gave it to a kohen? That will only be if they made a condition that they're not chayv in achrayis. The Netziv gives another tarat. The Netziv in Miriam Mesada, he says like this. The person went ahead and he made the nether. In his nether he specified that he's going to bring birds from Tchilas Tziv Bazel Bazel. So in his nether he already mentioned that he's not going to be able to actually shech them at that stage, for sure not, because they're not, in actuality, ready to be shechted. So in such a case, his whole neder is, it was obvious from the wording of his neder, that he's only coming to bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what Tosfos means. So then again, in a certain sense, the Netziv is also limiting what Tosfos says. It's only when a person specified in his neder, that his neder is going to be completed by that he brings it to the Kayan, then, that's where Tosfos says he fulfilled his neder by that he gave it to the kohen. But if he didn't say such things, then even Tosfos agrees that he did not fulfill his neder simply by that he gave it to the kohen. So in short, we had a question over here. How is it possible for the kohen to bring these birds? And Tosfos gave us two answers. Either that it's talking about a kohen that violated and brought the birds anyways, or that a person already fulfills his neder by that he brought to the kohen. Then we asked two questions on this second teretz of Tosfos. How could you tell me that he fulfilled his neder by that he just brought it to the kohen? And then we mentioned numerous answers how to get out of that problem. I will just leave off that it's worth noting that there's other achrayim that also discuss this question. There's a Biskirov, there's a Aviezi from Rebshach, and other achrayim as well. But this is the way we mentioned a few ways how to get out of this problem. This concludes this shiur.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.